Toast and Jam is on, broadcasting from the Rhodes Science Center studios on the second floor. What's on the third floor?
That's the planetarium.
It is, yes. Okay.
Or is that the fourth floor?
Or is that the fourth?
Well, it's the fourth, fifth, sixth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It never ends.
No, it doesn't.
I'm Tim Oster, Toast, and here's Paul McDonald, the Jam. How you doing there, big guy?
Good morning.
You know, Valley City State University presents Toast and Jam every Tuesday, and we're tickled to be a part of the Valley City State positive movement. I tell you, there's a lot of positivity going on, and we're going to talk about that. All that positivity coming up with our guest, President Al LaFave. Al, nice to have you along.
Good morning, Toast.
I can call you Al, right? We're pretty close, aren't we?
Absolutely, yeah.
He's Dr. LaFave to me.
No. You know that old Paul Simon tune, you know?
Yeah. You can call me Al. You are a music guy, too. We'll talk about that, I'm sure. Okay. And Colby, thank you for your services back there, too.
He's
pretty quiet.
He's our exec.
Exec, yeah. Hey, before we get to President LaFave, let's get caught up with some sports the past week. Here's Paul.
This will be quick because I wrote it all down and then I left it sitting on my desk.
Okay.
So this is going to be by memory. So hang on, folks. This could get interesting. We'll start with the Highliners. Of course, football season ended on Friday night as they lost 24-13 to Northern Cass. Of course, former Viking Tyler Eukstead coaching Northern Cass. First time since 2019 that the Jaguars reached the playoffs.
Student beat the teacher.
The student beat the teacher, yeah, because Coach Smith was his position coach here at VCSU for a couple of seasons. And 24-13 the final. So the Highliners, first year under Coach Chad Smith, finished 3-6. So now they're in the recruiting process, try to add to the group of 26 that came out for football. Volleyball last week had just one match. They defeated Wahpeton in straight sets. They got a busy week this week. They're at Northern Cass tonight, at Fargo Oak Grove on Thursday. They host Mayport CG on Friday. We're getting down there. We just have these three, and then next week they will wrap up the regular season with Lisbon coming up next week, and then the regular season's over. Then November 10th, 11th, and 13th, the Region 1 tournament will be right here in Valley City at the Hack. So they get to finish up their regular season at home, and then they get their postseason at home. Right now in first place in the region for volleyball. Cross country, they were at their East Region cross country meet here in Cooperstown a couple weekends ago. And Cadence Fetch was an all-region finisher, finishing 20th, had one of her best times of the season on the girls' side. They finished 6th out of 28 as a team. And the boys, Jack Sorby and Elijah Drummond, were all-region, finishing in the top 20. Jack 10th and Elijah finished 14th. The boys were 4th out of 30 teams in cross-country, so a very good East Region meet. Then they're at the ACDC Classic. No, that has nothing to do with the rock group. It is the Autumn Challenge, or the Autumn Classic Distance Challenge is what it stands for, and it's at Johnson Park in Moorhead, and Cadence Fetch won the meet. She finished first for the girls. Jack Sorby finishing, Elijah Drummond finished eighth. He was the top finisher for the boys, finishing eighth for cross country, and that's it because all the other sports are done. They're getting ready. State cross country coming up this weekend. The Bees will run on Friday. And then the Class A will run on Saturday, and that's at Parkhurst Rec Area over in Jamestown. So that's an update on the Highliners. The Vikings, tough one on football on Saturday, losing to a very good Dakota State team, 40-7. Kind of cooling the Vikings off. They've been playing really well, 3 out of the last 4 going into that game. Now home this weekend, Dickinson State, your alma mater, will be in town, senior day. And tell you what. Dickinson, this is ripe for the pickings. Dickinson State has dropped 5 in a row. Mm-hmm. After winning their first 2 games, they have dropped 5 straight. So I'm geared up for a possible Viking win here. And it's been a while since we've beaten those guys.
I'll still wear the maroon, okay?
Okay, good. Yeah, good. Okay. Well, Cardinal, but you know.
Yeah, Cardinal, maroon. Same thing. Yeah. I'll wear the Viking emblem, that's for sure.
There we go. Okay?
Not the Blue Hawk emblem.
Volleyball. Talk about a team that had been playing hot. Boy, they had been playing some great volleyball. They had won 9 straight sets in a row, 3 matches. Then they had Providence come in here on Friday night, number 2 team in the country. Won the first set 25-22, so that made it 10 straight sets that the Vikings had won, but then dropped the next 3. Saturday, they lost to Montana State Northern, and it was 3-0, but 25-22, 25-21 in the last set. I said set point Vikings 10 times. And I kept trying to find a different way of saying it.
Broken record.
35-33, though, they lost. And I've never seen one go 68 points before. I've seen a lot of, 60s, 62.
Upper 20s for each.
Well, 35. Yeah, I've never seen anything go to 35 before. It was just ridiculous. Mm. They are home again this weekend. Carroll College coming up on Friday, then Rocky Mountain on Saturday before they head back on the road. And then they'll finish up the first weekend in November. Cross country next week, they'll be at their Frontier Conference meet. Coach Laquan Robinson and his crew will be out in Billings for the Frontier Conference meet November 7th.
And a good one for the Shooters yesterday.
And there you go.
How about that?
The trap team, they were up in Fargo. And Casey was talking about that when Casey Odegaard was here with us on Toast and Jam. He was talking about this meet. And they took first in, was it first in?
Skeet.
Yep. And those are the little clay, clay and things, and then they
in a 30-mile-an-hour wind.
And in Fargo, I'm sure it was probably 35 plus there.
Yeah.
Then second in trap, and this is NDSU, Concordia. There's Division I schools, there's Division II schools, Division III schools. So we're gonna have to get Casey back on and brag a little bit about that trap shooting team. And they've got five going to nationals.
Yes,
nice.
Five kids have qualified for nationals now for the trap. So that's an update on what's going on athletically here.
Do we call them trappers?
Well, I wouldn't call them that. They'll give me a five-minute head start, and then my skeet is done.
Well, way to go. Way to go, VCSU. Great day to be a Viking, huh?
Amen.
Yeah. Always a good day.
Always a good day, yes.
Exactly.
No doubt about it. And speaking of Vikings, Minnesota Vikings took the bus trip with Greg Birchall's group last weekend. Had a lot of fun up to the game. The game was kind of a dud. Just couldn't get things going. And
take away those first two drives, they beat the Eagles.
They did.
They beat
did.
The Eagles.
They really did. Yeah, even just the one interception for a TD.
Yeah, a pick six.
Yeah.
So
they were in that thing, but they just couldn't get over the hill.
No.
World Series is now set. Woohoo!
Toronto and the Dodgers.
I know a lot of Seattle people thought they had that thing. They really did.
Yeah, 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh. And
ouch.
Then George Springer, of course, George was a big time with the Astros when they were going through their World Series stretch.
Yeah.
And hit the 3-run homer.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm going Dodgers. I'm a Dodger guy. So.
Dodger guy?
Well, I mean, I like the Yankees, but I
know, but
the
I thought
Dodgers.
The Yankees, they didn't like the Dodgers. You know?
I'll take them if they're playing someone else.
Okay. Nothing in the Twins camp, I don't think. So I think
that's pretty quiet.
Quiet for now. They're trying to get some golf in, but it's even cold for that.
Timberwolves tip off here tonight.
Tonight
or Wednesday.
Okay.
The
Wild are underway.
Wild are underway. They're 3-3 in their first few games. One last night, 3-1.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, like I mentioned earlier, our guest today is Dr. Al LaFave, president of Valley City State University. Toast and Jam is now part of VCSU, and we're proud to have President LaFave on our show. We've tried a few times. I know he's a busy, busy guy. He really is. And then we lost the voice one time.
Yeah.
And so I think it was two strikes. We got
That's
out of
right.
there, didn't
That's
we?
That's all right.
Yeah,
we're
no
persistent
kidding.
If nothing else.
And one thing, welcome to Toast and Jam.
Thanks, guys. Yeah,
Paul and I are very excited to be part of the VCSU family. This is really great. This is so much fun right in here. And we get to talk to a lot of people from VCSU, which is really outstanding.
Well, we appreciate all the work you guys do and welcome you to VCSU and glad that we're able to do this.
Yeah. Well, that list of great things, we talked about great things happening at VCSU, it just keeps growing and growing. Where do we start? Where would you like to start?
Well, you know, I think when you talk about growth, that's a good spot to start. And
it is.
And our enrollment has certainly been on an upward trajectory for a long time. In fact, over the last 10 years, we've gone up over 30% in our headcount here at VCSU, and lots of different reasons for that we can spend some time discussing. But most importantly, we've broken records now for three fall semesters in a row, and for the last four semesters, including last spring. We're very grateful that students and families are putting their trust in us and choosing to become VCSU students.
Record-breaking retention, that's an important number.
That really is, and this is the highest number we've ever had, record-breaking, of course.
77%.
We usually hover in that low 70s range, 70 to 72%, and we're very pleased with that. The national average for a regional institution is actually under 70%. And to get at 77% really says a lot about the quality experiences that our faculty are providing, that our staff are providing, that our university provides for all of our students in and outside of the classroom.
38 states?
38 states, seven countries. Mm. You know, when you think of a regional institution, quite often you think, well, it's about a 150-mile radius that you draw from. And quite honestly, 74% of our students are from North Dakota. Mm-hmm. So we do have a big local impact. But when you look at the big trajectory, you know, where our students are coming from, certainly a lot of those are student-athletes that are recruited from all over the country, and it just shows the diligence and the hard work that our coaching staff and our university put forth. In fact, we just had one of our recruiting experts or associates from the enrollment office was just up in Alaska about a week ago. And so we're covering all of the states.
Wow. And, of course, attracted to being one of the best colleges.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when this first came out, I was working at the radio station at the time, and the first year that came out, and now it's 27 consecutive years. Talk about domination.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, that consistent focus on excellence, I think, is recognized. And that you're talking about the U.S. News numbers.
Right.
And the thing that makes that, I think, particularly valuable for us is this is voted on by peers. It's something that all of the institutions in our region participate in a survey. And so there's external recognition, not just internal recognition, about the good things that are happening on campus.
Well, I've got the list of best ofs.
Yeah.
I mean, man, that's incredible. You got best value college, education programs, small college in North Dakota, best college in North Dakota, public and private.
Yep.
And the list goes on. I mean, most beautiful campus in North Dakota. And you've done some work there, even.
We have, and we've had to do some additional work because of last summer. But quite honestly, I think that the campus beauty remains. Just the historic nature of some of our buildings blended with some of the new contemporary facilities we have make it just a really beautiful setting. Very, very. What I guess it's what you think about when you think of what a college should look like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Have the old, you have the new.
Yep.
I mean, it's a combination. People still love the nostalgic old type thing. But, of course, the new students nowadays, I want the new too.
Right.
So it's a nice combination. Hidden gem. That's according to College Raptor.
Yeah, that's the one I don't like. Why be hidden?
Right. Exactly. Show off, you know,
yeah,
get
absolutely.
Out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know, but...
No, it's still a good recognition.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. Number 28 for best online colleges in America. And online started many, many years ago.
It did.
One of the first.
We were second in the nation back in 1996 to provide laptop computers for all of our students. And that practice continues today.
Yeah.
And not only by providing the computers, but... Our staff, our faculty are well-trained in how to use them from a pedagogy point of view and how to use them in the classroom.
It's funny you mentioned that. When I do on Tuesdays on our social media, we have Picture of the Day is one we do as far as athletics. I was going through an old box of photos that I found in a closet in my office with Eric Kringley's name on it when he was after he was a student here and he was working in media services. And there was pictures of kids with these laptops from when the laptops first came out in 1996. You know, they were huge things, but they were laptops, and they were showing them all over campus using these. That must have been
that was a pretty exciting thing at that time.
It was
early in the computer world, and Valley City State jumped on right away.
Yeah,
I think part of that, part of our success during the COVID years was because of that experience and our expertise in using innovation and certainly helped get us through that time that was really an enrollment challenge for lots of folks. But it seemed like we did pretty well as we came through that process.
And, you know, getting all going back to the facilities, the state granting all the money they have over the years, they know there's something here.
Yeah. Well, we're so grateful for that. I'm glad you brought that up. To our legislature, our governor, the state of North Dakota, so many of the things that we see on campus today would not have been possible without their support. And so we certainly appreciate that.
And you look at the buildings, of course, the Robinson Center, for our good friend Larry Robinson, who did a lot of fighting in Bismarck for even just keeping the campus here.
Yeah, he was such an advocate for VCSU. Yes. And I know I've shared the story before, but when Steve Shirley first came to VCSU as president, he was heading out to Bismarck to do an appropriations presentation, and that was when the cafeteria area was under construction. And so they had a food cart out in the hallway. Did you hear this story?
I have not. I can only imagine.
Okay, so I should preface this by saying this points to the level of respect that Larry had in the legislature. Mm-hmm. And so Steve is wearing his VCSU pin and his name badge. And the person behind the food cart recognized that and said, "Oh, are you from VCSU?" Steve said, "Well, yes, I am." And the food cart person said, "Isn't that where Larry Robinson is the president?" Yeah. And so Steve graciously has allowed me to use that story several times.
Yes. That is so great. Yeah. And Larry had so many friends out there, too. And that's why we got a lot of things done, I think, too. You know, he was across both aisles.
Absolutely.
Just a gentleman. And we miss him. You know, we lost him here a few months ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The McCarthy Hall, that's a biggie.
That's really
exciting.
That
is exciting. So looking.
Yeah, we had our ribbon cutting for that back during homecoming mm-hmm. week, actually, and a wonderful turnout, and we did some tours, and I think the piece that really brought it all home for our whole campus community was seeing all of the students and faculty centered in one facility, mm-hmm. A modern facility, not only modernized, but filled with all kinds of innovation and technology and the kinds of classrooms that they are likely going to be placed in when they graduate from here and go out to become teachers in the field.
And the one that's really exciting, I guess, too, is when that ship is done, you know, the Thurlson Family Center.
Yeah.
And I tell you, a long time coming. And who would have ever even dreamed of a situation like that or a building like that in our time?
Right.
And here it is. It's coming.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people have dreamed of it
and envisioned it.
And thought about how could this work and what's the best way for it to work for Valley City State. And again, you talk about being thankful. So many donors came forward in that campaign mm-hmm. and made this possible. And, of course, Gary Thurlson, his family, and their amazing support. Largest gift ever in the history of the institution. And now it's underway. You know, we've got the footings going in. We have the connection between the bubble and the new facility almost complete. Mm. It's just exciting to see the progress.
And spring, are we going to be playing girls or women's softball in there yet?
I think they're
quite
anticipating an August opening.
Okay.
So
The
construction actually started in August, and it was about a 12-month process. So,
okay. The following.
Right.
The following season.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Dakota Field, too. Dakota Bank Field now. It's looking great.
Oh, it's tremendous. And I've talked to a lot of the players. They certainly appreciate the new facility, the new field. It's much more forgiving than
the turf has changed over the years.
It certainly has. And, you know, 13 years is kind of extending the life a little bit on especially that generation of turf that we had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you combine that with some nice new press boxes and coaching boxes, and it's really turning into a very nice facility.
I'm going to back up a little bit, too, on the Thurlson Center. If people still want to make a donation, they still could, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we have another drive that we're calling Finish the Campaign.
Okay.
And feel free to give Corey Anderson or any of the folks in the foundation office a call, development office. We're doing everything we can to equip the facility with all of the important attributes that it needs to have to really serve our student athletes.
That's awesome. Scholarships have always been very strong in that department too.
They have. Yeah. In fact, last year we gave over $2 million in scholarship awards. Wow. And, you know, it's interesting. People ask me lots of times, especially legislators, what is it that you attribute the enrollment growth to? And it seems like almost every year there's a different primary driver for that enrollment growth. This year, it happened to be retention. It happened to be our graduate programs. Our graduate programs are also at a record number, 164 grad students this year. But certainly the affordability piece for students We talked about all those quality indicators at the beginning. Students want to go someplace where they know they're going to get a great experience and that they know they're going to get the career preparation they need to have to get out into the workforce and be successful. We have that in so many different academic areas, but we also make it attainable for them through those scholarships.
Yeah. And boy, do you make teachers. You make a lot of teachers, and it's like a teacher factory here, you know. I mean, there are so many teachers spread out all over the country.
Yeah, it really is. And certainly our intention is with this new McCarthy Hall renovation to get as many students on our campus that we can to have them see the facilities and imagine themselves being here.
There was also something here that I had. Let me go back here. I had written this down. VCSU has been awarded that $478,000 grant from the National Science Foundation also.
Right, absolutely, for STEM education.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, that's a plus, too.
I should mention, if you don't mind, the AI Institute. I'd like to bring that up just briefly. We did receive $1 million in Workforce Education Innovation Funds for that, and that project is off and running. We're conversing and having important discussions with the other regional institutions along with UND to see what are some things that we can do to be effective in helping bring AI expertise to the teachers who are already in the classroom and then provide that for all of our students here at VCSU. I can assure you all of our academic areas are looking at this very closely, how to integrate AI in a responsible, ethical, and wise way for our student population. And if you can imagine the whole concept of AI being applied across the entire curriculum, that's our goal with this. So we're grateful for that. And the marketing efforts that Mark Potts and his folks have been doing are just absolutely tremendous. That's played a big role in the enrollment as well. We just finished up taping for the College Tour TV show, interviewed 10 students to talk about their VCSU experience. It really paints VCSU in the light that we all see it in a very positive, community-minded way. It shows some of the Summer Vikes on Central activities. It shows students doing what they do. And one of the common denominators that all of the students talked about in their interviews is the sense of community that they all feel by being a part of this campus.
Yeah, okay. Could you tell us a little bit about the VCSU Care Team?
Yeah, that's a group that was instituted or put together. It's really the evolution of it was called a behavior intervention group team. The care team is more proactive, and it's through our student affairs division, and we have several folks on campus that are members of that team, and they're there to make sure that our students get some of that outside of class, outside of school support and direction and advice that they need to be successful.
Okay. You've been here how many years now?
It'll be seven in December.
7 years already. Yep. Biggest change in that seven-year period? What would you say?
Well, I think from a transformation point of view, it has to be the facilities.
Yeah.
That's the biggest change. The common denominator, the thing that stayed the same, are the quality of our students and the atmosphere that our faculty and staff provide. It's one of the most personalized places you can possibly imagine for a higher education opportunity.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Hit it right there.
One thing I've noticed, too, with you talk about retention, is I'll call it legacy. You have parents that went here.
Yes.
Maybe mom and dad met each other here, and then their kids are going to go here because they had a positive experience when they were here, and they want their kids to have the same thing. That's got to go a long way, too, of saying your retention of faculty and of staff. And because we always said we had Dr. Burgett here, you would say the same thing. Yeah. Why is VCSU like it is? The people. And that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, it's so amazing, too. You know, I run into a lot of people in the Fargo-Moorhead area now. VCSU is everywhere. It really is. I mean, my parents went there, you know, or I went there. My brother went there. But it's such a tide in North Dakota.
Yep. Yep.
It really is.
You talked about teachers earlier, Tim. We have over 1,500 teachers just in North Dakota alone who are in about 340 different schools, 150 communities. So it is a widespread impact that they're having.
Who says we're not all connected in North Dakota, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I think we are, yeah, some way or another. It's so amazing. Did we miss anything? I mean, there's so much going on here.
I think somebody that you work with is coming to campus.
Ah, yes. Mr. Joel Heitkamp is going to be here tomorrow.
Yes.
This is a Tuesday now, and he'll be here tomorrow, Wednesday. And he's going to check out McCarthy, and he wants to find out what's going on here at VCSU. He hears a lot of good things about VCSU. He wants to find out for himself what's going on.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having him. Shortly after I started here, he and Tuttle came to town, and they did a show out of the Viking Room.
Right.
Yep.
And I remember Larry Robinson got me down to get on that show, and one of the things we found out right away is we both rode Harleys. And
there you go.
I don't want to admit to him that I actually sold mine.
Well, you know, and maybe Joel should do the same because I think he injured himself a little bit this fall.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's going to be a lot of fun. His news and views with Joel Heitkamp from 9 to 11, and he'll be out here. And, hey, folks, if you want to stop in and say hi and all that good stuff,
absolutely,
too, he would appreciate that, too. Good friend of Larry Robinson, too.
Yep, yep.
Both were state legislators.
Yep. We're looking forward to having him on campus.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mm. Good stuff.
So that's the B team. I mean, Joel's the B team.
Yeah.
He's got a tough act to follow this show.
I haven't filled him in yet about that.
All right, just checking. All right.
Yeah. We'll have to have him on the show sometime. Who knows?
Yeah.
But he might take over, though.
We can leave that,
Oh, goodness. Anything else?
Well, you know, I just want to thank you guys for having me on the show and thank the community for what they do to support the institution. And invite them to come to activities, come to events.
Valley City's always been a giving community and a good one. You don't see that all over the place, and that's one nice thing about Valley City. I noticed that over the years, 30-plus years. They always gave.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't matter.
Yep.
Always gave. And they know how big this college plays a role in the community. I mean, can you even picture Valley City without a college? I can't.
Nope. It's
pretty impossible, but Dr. LaFay, thank you so much. We appreciate your time and your service at the college. You've done a great job. We've been lucky here at VCSU. We've had some good presidents, and you are definitely one of them.
Well, thank you so much. It's been great to visit with you, and appreciate all the comments.
Yeah, very good.
Lots going on. Just a quick, you want me to do my last thought now before you get to your...
It doesn't matter.
I won't forget.
I'm getting into the Halloween thing.
Yep,
here.
There we go. Okay.
I got some trivia for you.
Oh, boy.
Halloween trivia?
Oh, boy.
Some pretty good stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Want to do some baseball? Some sports?
Yeah, you go ahead and do that. Yeah.
1973, World Series, Oakland beats the Mets 5-2 in Game 7 in Oakland. Who was the MVP?
Of the 73 series?
73 series.
Gene Tennis?
Reggie Jackson.
Oh, it was Reggie.
1976, the Knicks retire their first number 19. Who was that?
Dave DeBuscher or Willis Reed?
Willis Reed.
Okay.
Willis Reed. Hmm. 1979, Ozzie Newsome begins the NFL streak of 150 consecutive games with receptions.
Hmm.
Wow.
Has that been broken?
It has been broken.
Okay.
I think Steve Largent broke it. I'll have to double check that.
Okay. And 1980... Baseball World Series again. Philadelphia Phillies beat Kansas City, win the series 4-2. That was their first in franchise history, their first World Series. Who was the MVP there?
Of the 1980 World Series?
1980.
Phillies. Oh, boy. Mike
Third
Schmidt.
Third base. Yeah.
Okay, Mike Schmidt. Yeah. Okay.
Sports birthdays today. Here's one for you.
All right.
You're going to like this one. Mm-hmm. Whitey Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Born on this day, 1928. 10-time All-Star World Series. This goes 1950, 53, 56, 58, 61. And was an AL Cy Young winner in 1961.
And I think I have told you the four-pitch story of Whitey Ford and Yogi Berra. It was a game that Whitey Ford started and playing whomever.
Yeah.
And first pitch was, I think it was the White Sox, because the first pitch, base hit. Okay. Second pitch, bunt single. Third pitch, a double. Fourth pitch, a home run.
Oh.
So out comes Casey Stengel, and out comes Yogi Berra, because Yogi doesn't want to miss this conversation. So they get out to the mound, and Stengel looks at Whitey, looks at Yogi, and says, Yogi, what does Whitey have today? And Yogi says, how the hell should I know? I haven't caught a pitch yet.
Classic. Oh, that's so classic. Let's see. We had, here it is. Okay, birthdays again, 1959, born on this day, George Bell, Toronto Blue Jays. Zach Greinke, born on this day, 1983.
Kansas City Royal pitcher.
Kansas City Royal pitcher. 1990, Ricky Rubio.
Ricky Rubio.
Where is Ricky Rubio?
Oh, man. He's back in Brazil, I think.
Probably. Other birthdays today, Bill Gates. Bill Gates, born on this day in 1955, 69 today.
Okay.
We know what he did, of course. Kim Kardashian.
We know what she did.
And Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Iconic role is Princess Leia.
Yeah.
And I don't have a joke today from the granddaughters. I went a little earlier and I didn't inform them, so
okay.
We'll get a double dose next week.
Sounds
okay?
Good.
How's that
all
sound?
Right.
How about a trivia question from my Halloween trivia?
Okay.
Too many of these are too easy for you.
I wouldn't say that.
I would.
I've only had half a cup of coffee.
Where is it? There was this one. Where is it? Here it is.
Okay.
Which of these is not a real place? Halloween Town, Oregon, Pumpkin Center, Indiana, Frankenstein, Missouri, or Tombstone, Arizona? Which is not a real place. Halloween Town, Oregon, Pumpkin Center, Indiana, Frankenstein, Missouri, and Tombstone, Arizona.
I'm going to say Frankenstein, Missouri.
I'm going to say Halloween Town.
Halloween Town.
Really?
Prez got it.
Look at that.
Halloween Town. Hey.
Oh, man.
Okay. You remember the Addams Family, of course.
Oh, yeah.
The name of the hand?
It. Or Thing.
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 Yeah. Thing was that one. Yeah, that was Thing. That's it. It was another one, another character on there.
Yeah.
Cousin It. Yeah.
Oh, you got it. The epic music video for Michael Jackson's Thriller was directed by the filmmaker who also helmed which epic movie? Was it Star Wars, The Blues Brothers, Night of the Living Dead, and The Shining?
He did one of those movies?
Yes, he was the filmmaker.
Filmmaker for one of those movies.
Yeah.
Was it John Landis? Or who was the...
I think it was Star Wars.
Blues Brothers.
It was the Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers, yeah. And one more.
Okay.
Okay.
One for the road.
We were talking about percentages earlier, and here we go. According to a 2021 survey, what percentage of Americans say they believe in ghosts? Is it 21%, 41%, 61%, or 81%? How many Americans say they believe in ghosts? Is it 21%, 41%, 61%, 81%?
I'm good at multiple guess, but I don't know. 61%.
Yeah, I'd go 61.
61? 41.
41.
Okay.
41%.
That was
almost
half.
Almost half, believe it or not. Okay.
Almost half.
Before we wrap it up, though, another week, Paul, any final thoughts?
Yeah, just some quick things that are going on campus coming up here this week. Men's basketball, they have got a scrimmage here on Friday night, taking on Dakota College Botno, coached by former Highlander, former Viking, Carl Sorby.
Ah.
So he's bringing his Lumberjacks in for an exhibition game, open to the public. So come on out here on Friday. The women, they have a scrimmage exhibition game at Aberdeen. They're taking on Northern State on Thursday in an exhibition action. Their first game will be next Friday on Halloween. Mm. So come dressed as your favorite character and come watch women's basketball coming up next week. Of course, volleyball is home on Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock Friday against Carroll, 6 o'clock on Saturday against Rocky Mountain. And then the big game, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. So you can get a double dose of Viking sports on Saturday. You watch the Vikings beat Dickinson State at 1 o'clock. You got about 2 hours after that game is done. And then you head over to Gratian Gym, pack that place, and watch them beat Rocky Mountain. Get a double, get a sweep here on Saturday of Viking athletics.
Doubleheader Saturday.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'll be busy.
Yeah.
But it'll be a fun day.
My golf clubs are almost away. Not quite. Still hanging out in the back of the pickup yet.
Always hopeful.
You never know.
Always hopeful.
But I had one more little golf rule for seniors. Remember last week I gave golf rules for seniors?
Rules for seniors.
There is no penalty for a ball in a water hazard for seniors, as golf balls should float. That they do not is a technical problem that manufacturers have yet to overcome. Senior golfers should not be punished for manufacturers' shortcomings.
That's good.
Oh, that goodness wonderful. Gracious. And again, a big thank you to Dr. LaFave. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Coming in here. It's a great day to be a Viking. Always a great day, right?
Yeah.
Thanks to our executive producer, Eric Kringling's gone, and Colby is doing a heck of a job.
Colby's taking over. Eric's job he might just stay away.
He might have lost it already.
He's on vacation, so we can rough him up a little bit.
Way to go, Colby. Aberdeen, pride of Aberdeen. That's cool. And I said the golf clubs are away? Not quite.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Tolson Jam saying bye-bye for now. Have yourself a great and safe week.